Hello, my lovely edge dwellers. Luca Hallux here, Power Sorcerer. Welcome to my She Who Knows blog pod post entitled Change is a Journey. This one for December the 7th, 2022. This week, we are looking at a channeled post from my guides and my intergalactic team. They always start out by saying, dear ones. And this audio post is for those of you who prefer to listen to your post rather than read it on a screen. Dear ones, you are on the eve of a great awakening on planet Earth. It would be a mistake to believe that it has not already come about, for it has. Part of your awakening will be to rethink, reconceptualize your beliefs around time. In your recorded history, you have noted the struggle to create calendars, work with time zones, and establish longitude and latitude. In fact, humans as you exist right now have become quite obsessed with time. We've been telling Luca for many years that time is elastic. She's been trying to work with the concept to the degree that she is able within the constraints of your culture. Time, as with all of the structures humans have created in order to understand, predict, and therefore control your perceived reality, is both freeing and binding at once. Systems and structures, such as time, can free up your attention to focus on other things. That's all well and good until such time as it begins to feel like a restriction. In your three-dimensional world of duality, you play with the idea of opposites, polarities, and contrasts. At the same time, this idea also creates opposition, polarization, and division, and so the pendulum swings from oneness to separation and back again. Many of you are pondering how you can keep the delights of independence, individuality, and uniqueness while still living in a desired state of collaborative harmony, peace, and respect. This is where you are experimenting with creating the bridge between the two. Your world is what you make of it. All of you create your perceived world, including every form of life on the planet. In the oneness before creation or individuation, everything was and is the same energetic material. This includes us, Luca's team. For those who watch and witness the experiment also affect the outcome. Because you mark time, you assess progress against time-delineated goals, such as birthdays, the end of the year, and cycles. This is the truth as you see it. It is your reality. From our perspective, there are many different realities operating simultaneously on planet Earth. Just because you don't see them all doesn't mean that they are not all affecting one another. Your portals for knowing about and interacting with the rest of reality, quote-unquote, the rest of reality, come through altered states, both natural and induced. At any given time on your planet, there are those who go into altered states. For some, this is very personal and not shared. For others, they strive to share their experience with their communities and, in some cases, on a global basis. These means of access go in and out of fashion, are sanctioned and forbidden. The current movement is leaning towards a revival of using psychotropic substances as a means of accessing information and healing experiences. Change doesn't arrive. It is a journey, a gradual shift, and you're in it all the time. It is as you contemplate your progress from certain vantage points that the appreciation of a shift comes to your awareness and you mark it as progress or decline. It is all relative. We bring you this message at this time of year on your Gregorian calendar because you are receptive and questing for it. You are therefore more open. We leave you with the idea that you are an evolving being, engaged in a grand experiment, in a grand galaxy that exists within a grand universe. We encourage you to remember why you came and just what you anticipated would be the delight in engagement. This is what fuels your experience and brings you joy. Here are a few things for you to ponder now that you've heard this particular channeling. First, how do you feel about time in general? And I say time here in quotation marks. What is it about time that is limiting to you and what frees you? What do you imagine is your experiment in working with 3D duality? And finally, how might you reimagine time in order to free yourself more? The photo credit for this particular blog post goes to Surya Sendasraj. I'm not sure if I've pronounced that correctly, but I found it, as usual, on Unsplash, and you can find the links to it in the written version of this post below. And until next time, remember that you too can speak intuition.